So aside from, and before we wrap up here, or I kind of want to open it up to anything else that we've missed, I do want to ask about the tennis club, because I believe, Claudia, are you both tennis players, or both of
and
you?
we were both founders of the tennis club.
So tell me about that then. I mean, how did that evolve? And
we all belong to the Stowe Tennis Club by name, which was up at the Mount Mansfield Company, played on the existing courts that they still have. And Sepp got very involved, and that was very nice, and he helped us out and by providing the courts at a nominal fee for us, and we had membership and all. And then he decided he was going to have a tennis tournament, and he got all the people, the players that could not get into then Forest Hills, or what is now the U.S. Open, to come up as his guests. And we, the members of the Stowe Tennis Club, were allowed to be lines keepers and make cookies. The women could make cookies for all these people. And the Stowe Tennis Club, per se, got a little unhappy with this new organization, as Sepp did it. And so that was the forming. We decided to form our own association. And Herb Hillman was the first president in the new club. Or maybe I was the first.
You were the first president.
I was the first president of the Stowe Tennis Club in its present location.
Okay.
But I followed Herb. We'd had presidents of the Stowe Tennis Club all along, who always kowtowed to Sepp, though, and, you know, and make cookies or whatever you wanted.
It was more than that. It got to be, they were giving us less time to use the courts. And our club was getting bigger and bigger, and we just needed more space.
Well, that was true, too. I forgot that. And Artie Yorg, who gave lessons to the Mountain Company, eventually came down to the Stowe Tennis Club. We became a member of the Stowe Tennis Club as well,
right,
and won the championships a couple of times, I think. And but so that's a continuing, ongoing thing now. And so you've been to the Stowe Tennis Club.
I have. I don't belong there.
Yeah, so. That's right. But it became very popular, and I think they. Anyway, I guess I was involved in one of my. You asked about mistakes. God, there are always mistakes, but I can. The women. Artie Barnett, who became involved with the Stowe Tennis Club, felt that the women should always be dressed in white, similar to what they do in, or certainly at the in Wimbledon and Bermuda and elsewhere. And so I put out an edict that women were to wear white, at which point women who were not badly dressed to begin with came out just looking awful. Wearing all kinds of outfits, and I think I quickly reversed myself and said any tennis attire would be acceptable, at which point they all reverted back to white or off-colored pastels. But,
so it was an uprising. It was definitely.
Yes, I certainly gave in to that one. And so I was president, I guess, for a couple of years and then kept going on.
Okay. All right. And were you involved in, how were you involved in the club?
Well, she won the championship once or twice, didn't you?
In the doubles a lot.
Okay.
And I won the doubles for years.
Oh, wow. Well, that's
so
great.
That was fun. And I was on the tournament committee.
Okay. Right.
Oh, I should say that Stowe, the Stowe Rescue Squad basically started because of the Stowe Tennis Club. They came, they'd raised some money and they already had bought themselves a defibrillator. And they came up on some occasion when somebody was having a heart attack at the Stowe Tennis Club. They got up, but nobody knew how to use the defibrillator.
Oh,
so
he died.
The guy died, I guess, yeah. And I think it was decided that maybe that the Stowe group should be reorganized.
Yeah.
But they did. I think that was motivation enough for them to reorganize and become a real benefit to the town.
Right, right. Trained group. Adequately trained group. Huh, interesting. Okay. So you were part of the building of the establishment, too, out on Barrows Road.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. I was been sort of architecturally inclined, and I basically did some of the drawings of what I envisioned as a clubhouse to begin with.
Wow.
And then when we bought the land from Kermit Spaulding.
Okay. Okay.
Who still lives nearby and sells pumpkins on the road.
Yes. Okay. He's the pumpkin seller. Or I keep meaning to go by there this year. I hear it's not a very good pumpkin year, but